Nationwide memory screening is not just about Alzheimer's. It's also about finding treatable conditions. Alzheimer's Foundation of America President Eric Hall says the outreach effort is as much about detecting memory loss as it is about educating people.
It's not about that you forgot where you put the keys, but that you forget what the keys are used for. Those issues are very distinct and different.
At the Kenosha Aging and Disability Resource Center, Rebecca Detter says they periodically do memory checks and participation is high. She stresses that a poor score indicating cognitive impairment is not a diagnosis.
The screening initiative really isn't to tell people that they have dementia. It's more letting them know that memory loss is not a normal sign of aging.
The memory tests take about 10 minutes. People are asked questions like, what day is it? Rita Mazur is associate director at an adult day center called The Pastime in Minocqua. She says it's up to the person undergoing the free confidential screening to pursue follow-up care with their doctor.
Maybe you have a thyroid problem or a vitamin deficiency. It doesn't always mean that you have Alzheimer's or predetermined Alzheimer's disease.
Sites doing the screening in Wisconsin include pharmacies, senior centers, and assisted living facilities. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.